Today is September 10th, 2015, and it marks the one-month anniversary of the launch of our show. I wanted to take this moment to thank you, our loyal listeners, for all you've done. I've thoroughly enjoyed this past month, and I'm excited to share many more with you. I also wanted to take a moment to encourage you. After all, it's easy to lose hope as a conservative in today's world. We've got a monstrous debt, a dangerous nuclear deal with Iran, tension building around the world, ISIS, a constitution under attack. But I said I was going to encourage you, so enough of that. I truly think we stand at the precipice of a defining moment in our nation's history. Conservatives have awakened. We're mobilizing. We're fighting back. We've got great presidential candidates. We've got energy. We've got both houses of Congress and a good shot at winning the executive branch in 2016. While I never wanted 8 years of Obama, he may be credited for something truly positive, the election of conservatives who legislate and govern with deep conviction. It took a Carter to give us a Reagan, and while the Carter years were truly awful, we saw how powerful one man's leadership could be for a nation. And if that man, or woman, is devoted to serving our republic, adhering to the Constitution, and leading with strength and moral clarity, we may one day thank Obama for opening America's eyes to the absolute worthlessness of his ideology. But we'll save the thank yous until after he leaves office.